Welcome to Nonprofit Expert, presented by Donor Perfect.
Hello, and welcome to Nonprofit Expert, presented by Donor Perfect. I'm Mallory Erickson, and I'm here for a little podcast takeover, a series of mini-series episodes where we're going to dive into fundraising strategies that make your life easier and your organization stronger. Today, we're tackling an important topic, transforming one-time donors into repeat supporters. Did you know that on average, one-time donors are willing to give again at 1.3 times more, to be exact? So I want to explore a little bit how you can tap into this potential. So first of all, many nonprofits face the same challenges. You are not alone if you are dealing with some of these, but donors give once and then they vanish. Because without intentional follow-up, these valuable supporters often slip away completely unnoticed. But retaining donors is significantly less expensive, actually, than finding new ones. So how do we bridge this gap between the first and the second donation? The answer lies in a strategic, simple, three-step communication sequence. So I'm going to go through this one by one. Step one, first say thank you. A genuine, heartfelt thank you note shortly after the donation is really crucial. This acknowledgement starts to set the stage for an ongoing relationship. And I would think about this the same way you think about other relationships in your life. This isn't about centering the donor in your work, but can you imagine a friend dropping off dinner at your house or somebody doing something for you that you never acknowledged or never said thank you around? That's something that really feels like we don't matter and that the other person or the other organization isn't paying attention to us in any way. So that thank you is a really important step in acknowledgement. Step two is to provide a 60-day impact update. Donors really appreciate seeing their contributions at work. You can share specific stories or measurable outcomes related to the gift. And since you aren't going to be able to give every single donor that comes in every single day of the year an exact 60-day update, you could do a monthly update that you send to all of the donors who gave 2 months ago, for example. There are ways to simplify this and group your donors so that you're not doing a unique thing for every single one of them. Step three in this process is about making a renewal ask. So since you've built goodwill and demonstrated impact, said thank you, are hopefully having some reciprocal conversation, you do want to invite your donor to contribute again, because this really reaffirms their role in your ongoing success. And I know we often have a lot of limiting beliefs around this. They just gave. Can I really ask them to give again? I don't want to feel like I'm always asking. First of all, remember that this is step three, right? So there should have been these two other at least touch points before this type of invitation, and hopefully even more, but I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. And asking for money is not bad. It's all about how we do it and framing it as an invitation instead of an ask, okay? So here are your simple action steps. First of all, segment your donor list to identify everyone who gave exactly one gift in the past year. Then you want to set up this straightforward three-touch sequence. So a thank you, a 60-day impact update. It might be longer than 60 days at this point, and that's okay because we're trying to play a little bit of catch-up here too. But you want to start to set that cadence moving forward and then track and measure your results, because you're going to quickly see some improvement here that's going to validate your investment in this work. And if you're using Donor Perfect, there are easy ways to manage and track this strategy. So head on over to your dashboard and you'll be able to find information about which donors this should go to and use your different tools to manage that outreach. Remember, every repeat donor was once a first-time supporter. I'm going to say that again. Every repeat donor was once a first-time supporter. So with intentional communication, you can really strengthen these relationships and fuel your mission's growth. So I encourage you to start today, because your next loyal donor might just be one thoughtful thank you away. And the last thing I want to say about that is, if you have a little, feeling in your belly, you're feeling a little uncomfortable or awkward because because maybe a lot of time has passed since somebody gave and you haven't said thank you, it is never too late. So right now, your directive is really to catch up on all of those thank yous, start to send some impact language and materials to folks who've given in that last year, and then to put together this sequence so that you can start to make sure you have a cadence around this for all of your incoming donations as well. Thank you so much for joining me on The Nonprofit Expert. Until next time, keep cultivating generosity and making an impact. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for listening to Nonprofit Expert, presented by DonorPerfect. For more information and a special offer, visit donorperfect.com/podcast.